Six top Republican officials have been indicted in Nevada for pledging that state's electoral votes to Donald Trump in 2020 as part of an illegal effort to reverse Trump's loss to Joe Biden. These so-called fake electors include the state's Republican Party chairman and national committee man. William Brangham takes a deeper look.
Jeff, Nevada is now the third state to bring criminal charges against false electors, following Georgia and Michigan. In Wisconsin, another group of fake electors settled a civil lawsuit this week requiring them to admit Joe Biden won the presidency and that they were trying to improperly overturn that result. Election law expert Rick Hassan is the director of the Safeguarding Democracy Project at UCLA's law school and author of the forthcoming book, A Real Right to Vote: How a Constitutional Amendment Can Safeguard American Democracy. Rick, great to have you back on the NewsHour. Can you remind us what these fake electors were actually trying to do, how they were trying to insert themselves into the elections process?
Sure. Well, you know, after people vote, there's a whole procedure that takes place where the state's results are translated into electoral college votes. There's a date that the electors meet in each state. The results are then sent into Congress, and those results are counted on January 6th. You may remember that at the time that the 2020 election period came, when it was time for the electors' votes to be cast, Trump was claiming that he was actually the victor in a number of these states. What he tried to do was have Republican slates of electors who were pledged to him vote on the same day, and so that these votes could then be sent in and they would potentially be counted by Congress. The problem was that there was no authorization under state law to have these Republicans meet. These were all states where Joe Biden won and where the lawful electors were the Biden electors whose slates were actually sent to Congress. And those were the ones that were ultimately counted on January 6th and then the morning of January 7th. Back in 2021.
So there were fake electors, as we call them, operating in seven different states back in 2020. We have this settlement in Wisconsin. We have these charges brought in Nevada. Are there other similar investigations underway?
Well, we know there are a few more states where this is going on. We don't know if there are criminal investigations. One of the things that happened was that in the Georgia case, which is this sprawling RICO case involving lots of defendants, including charges against the fake electors, there was a plea agreement with one of the people advising Trump, a guy named Chesbro, who was behind the scheme. And he now, after pleading to crimes in Georgia, is cooperating with different state officials. So they may be getting information and evidence that they didn't have before. So it's possible that in other states they're considering this. And also in states where there already are prosecutions, those cases may now be stronger with that new evidence.
So Kenneth Chesbro, he was one of the architects of this fake elector scheme. And so the sense is, if he's now turning evidence in Georgia, he said he will participate in all these other cases as well as part of his plea deal?
His lawyer said he would talk to anyone. I don't know if it's actually part of the plea deal, but it's something that he said he's willing to do. And presumably he's also willing to talk to federal prosecutors. This could become either part of the Trump election interference case or part of some other cases that the DOJ may or may not bring.
Criminal charges are obviously meant to punish lawbreakers, and some of these people are not fringe actors. I mean, in Nevada, some of the top Republican officials in that state who still retain their offices. Do you think that these charges and these settlements in any way deter future bad actors?
Well, I think the first thing to note is that some of these people who were electors were told that they were just doing some kind of technical backup. In case a court came in and said Trump actually won the case, then there wouldn't be some technical problem with trying to count electoral college votes from a particular state. Those people might not be able to show any criminal intent. But then there were others who saw this more as a potential way to subvert the election outcomes. For those people, I think this could well be a deterrent. One of the things that happened in the Wisconsin case, which was a civil case that was settled earlier this week, is that there was an admission by all of the fake electors there that Joe Biden had won the presidency. Rather than a financial settlement, having these Republican leaders publicly say that Joe Biden won the election was thought to be more important for the plaintiffs than actually getting money, which, you know, kind of tells you what the point of some of this is, which is to try to bolster the electoral people's confidence in electoral integrity and to say that the 2020 election was done fairly and to deter people from trying things like this in 2024.
It is a striking moment. We are still 3 years in having people certify that Joe Biden won the election. Rick Hassin at the UCLA Law School, always good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.